Rush Street Interactive defies analysts with strong growth. Against all expectations, Rush Street Interactive, a leading online casinos and sports betting company, has not only met but significantly exceeded Wall Street's anticipations, reporting strong financial figures for the second quarter. With revenues reaching $165.1 million, marking a 15% increase over Q2 2022, the firm successfully reduced its losses from $28.3 million the previous year to $16.7 million. The strong results from Q2 2023 build upon similar performance in Q1 2023. Details of the financial breakdown and future outlook. Wall Street analysts were quick to recognize the potential of Rush Street Interactive, highlighting the promising return on investment for stakeholders. By the conclusion of the second quarter, the company had realized an ROI of $1.2 million. The company's CEO, Richard Schwartz, expressed his enthusiasm over these numbers, attributing the success to meticulous internal planning and execution. Schwartz said that the company had performed and highlighted that it had surpassed Wall Street's predictions. Simultaneously, Rush Street Interactive fortified its position as one of the U.S.'s top five operators. CFO Kyle Sauers took the lead in explaining the results to investors and the public. While the sports betting markets had mixed outcomes, the company triumphed in all of them except New York. Sauers explained that the hold percentages were meaningful, especially when it came to sports betting. There was an increase in baseball wagers, and as a result, the company is now working harder to introduce parlay and props bets for events such as the MLB. Quote, "We put a lot of effort into surfacing the right type of bets for the right type of players. We're going to be highlighting a beautiful new feature for NFL season." Kyle Sauers, RSI CFO. Sauers also said that iGaming hold percentages matched the company's forecast. The projection for the year-end revenue stands between $650 million and $690 million. Cautious optimism and expansion plans. However, Sauers did urge caution. He believes that Q3 will most likely be profitable but has also warned about potential slowing in the fourth quarter. However, the company will remain focused on its expansion plans. Rush Street Interactive has been exploring opportunities in several states such as Indiana, Illinois, and New York, aiming to introduce iGaming solutions. Yet, legalizing iGaming may not proceed as rapidly in these regions, and RSI may need to shift its focus, potentially to Maryland, which appears more promising.